95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 95.5KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. And this is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
What'd you just say?
What?
That was good.
I just said
You're supposed to screw it up.
95.5 KLOS. Listen, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi.
I'm happy to be here. This is Kevin Ryder.
That's Sluggo Ryder.
Yes. Who knew this would ever happen? I was at K-Rock for 30 years, and, you know, they let me go. So, all right, good.
They did?
Now I'm here.
I haven't heard anything about this.
And I'm very excited about it, but I was just telling Sluggo that it's sort of odd that people love that I mess up. So they root for me to make mistakes.
There's actually collections of moments with Kevin, basically, in the world, right?
Thousands of them.
So when's the first one?
But I don't know. But when I...
People are making bets right now. Wagers are being thrown down.
There's drinking games.
Yeah.
There are.
Nice.
And they think that I'll say the other station and I'll get confused. And, you know, look, I have a prism in my head and words go in and then it comes out in whatever order it comes out.
You know, no one cares.
I do, right?
No. That's who cares? It's radio. What a stupid business. So the reason I threw that song on Def Leppard there is because you were told at one time back in Phoenix that you were never allowed to play that song on the radio. We weren't. Yeah.
Sluggo and I worked on Saturday Night Party Patrol in a station in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And we went to the management and we said, listen to this song.
It's amazing.
Pour some sugar on me.
Right.
They wouldn't. And then they eventually listened to it. And we were told this radio station will never, ever play that song.
And it became the biggest song of the year for the station.
Yep.
Which is just a perfect example of how ridiculous radio is. For example, letting someone go who's very familiar to Los Angeles radio at the beginning of a pandemic.
I mean, that happens.
Like a really bad idea.
I mean, other people have it worse, but yeah, that wasn't ideal.
No, right.
Exactly. It wasn't ideal.
Yes, yes.
But
that's radio.
They let hourly people go, and that is what sucks.
Yeah,
that's what
sucks. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we'll take your calls 818-955 KLOS,
and let us know if you are already wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin will occur.
Maybe you already lost money.
Those mother bitches over there,
Kevin and Sluggo.
Mother sons of liars.
Afternoons on KLOS.
What? You ever heard of them? Nirvana?
No.
Nirvana?
No.
I think so. I don't really know. I don't follow the music.
Sounds cool.
Yeah,
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I did it twice. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? And I think this gentleman on the phone is going to be kind of upset about that because we were wondering if anybody was actually making bets as to when you're going to have the first moment with Kevin.
Right.
Sir, what were you telling me just a moment ago?
Hello?
Have you died, sir? Are you no longer with us?
He died.
That's a damn shame. Yeah.
We have one less listener.
That's a damn shame.
Hello?
Oh, I think he's over here. Well,
what are you
anyways,
doing?
500 bucks he said he lost.
What?
Yeah, he said he lost 500 bucks already.
No way.
That's what I said. I said, you should if you're going to lie about it, make it like 50 bucks.
Nobody would ever bet that much money on this.
Right?
Ridiculous.
And who are you?
Hi, I'm Natalia.
Hi, Natalia. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and say hi to Kev Dog.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm so happy you're back on the radio.
Thank you. I am too. I didn't see it happening, but Sluggo made it happen, so I'm excited.
I know. We're so happy. This is probably the happiest day of my life.
Okay.
That is bad.
That's pretty sad. You need a better happiest day of your life. I mean, I appreciate it, but that's kind of sad.
So how many times are you going to mess up today?
A lot. Look, it's already been 18 minutes and I have not screwed up yet. So,
yeah.
How about that?
So start making those wagers now. And thank you for calling in. Thanks, Natalia.
Thank you, Natalia.
You take care.
Okay.
Yeah, be safe out there.
Thank you.
Right
bye.
On. 95.5 KLOS in Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And if you are a particularly astute listener, which is to say probably someone who's very bored, you might have noticed that last thing you heard from Kevin was the very first break he ever did. First time he ever spoke to us here on KLOS about a year ago, February of last year, because Kevin Ryder still on vacation. I Sluggo, am here. It's January 3rd at 3:19 p.m. I actually wandered into the building, but Kevin assures us he is not under house arrest again. And in fact, for sure, will be here this coming Wednesday. He'll be back in the house for us to poke fun at and be rude to after all this worst of you've been hearing. As of this Wednesday, which we're all very much looking forward to. So in the meantime, perhaps this will help tide you over.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
KLOS, hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, they're talking about Ring cameras or security surveillance.
Surveillance. I like security valence.
You know what I meant.
You know, someone should start a company with that.
You know what I meant.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
But wait, there's more. Now, how much would you pay?
And now, a moment with Kevin.
She stripped naked for no reason, drank shower gel, and washed her clothes in a toilet. After getting COVID in a bizarre display of delirious mania.
Very delicious different. Mania.
Very different.
I love it.
Delicious Mania is playing the Forum next month.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Who is definitely not under house arrest again.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Pornhub's year in review reveals what XXX fans in the U.S. and the U.K. love watching. With a big surprise.
Oh, all right. A big surprise?
Yep.
Oh, cool. All right.
There's a new favorite in town.
Okay.
There's a new number one, both for the United States and England.
Okay.
Hentai? Is that how you say it?
Sure, why not?
Animated porn?
Oh, okay.
Is now the site's most searched term globally.
Huh. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it took this long for it to...
It's adult anime, and apparently there are hundreds of thousands posted on the site.
Yeah, because you can do anything. You know, you
That's
ever see
the thing.
Fritz the Cat way back when? It was an animated naughty movie or whatever. And I just remember thinking at the time, I'm like, you know, you can really... I mean, there's no limit.
True.
Yeah, so it's surprising it took this long.
There's Lori Batito, who is the director of Pornhub's Sexual Wellness Center, and she says cartoons are more fantastical than regular porn.
Yeah.
Because it's not real, it can go further with less constraints in reality.
Yeah.
She also says hentai porn also tends to have more of a storyline, and people seem to be more and more drawn to context.
I doubt that. Yeah, I'm going to have to go.
Also, the word passionate saw a 139% jump in the last year. So romance is number two.
Is that a code? Is that code for something?
Nope. Group sex is number three. Fitness.
Fitness?
Swapping.
Olivia Newton-John is swapping her fitness.
Challenge.
Tapes. Challenge.
I don't know what that is. Transgender.
I like challenge.
Goth.
Oh, God.
Roommate. And also how to.
Roommate. Boy, that's as 1983 porn as you get right there.
This is a hilarious stat. The average user spends 9 minutes and 44 seconds.
Remember that guy I told you about that used to come into the video store and go into the little curtained room? That's him. 9 minutes and 40.
Almost exactly.
He was way ahead of the curve.
Here are the movies that were searched. Forrest Hump, Pulp Friction, Muffy the Vampire Lair, The Hill Has Thighs, 21 Hump Street, Laura Croft Poon Raider, Saturday Night Beaver, The Poonies, Flesh Gordon.
Yay, that's a real movie.
Game of Bones. Missionary Impossible. And Planet of the Apes.
It's not really a surprise that Wolfgang Van Halen's album has made a list of the 30 metal and hard rock albums of 2021. The Consequence put out, but this is kind of nice wording, and that is epiphany from Wolfgang Van Halen. There are such standouts as Don't Back Down in the Distance positively prove that the Van Halen musical torch has been passed.
Yeah, agreed.
I thought that was a nice way of putting it, which he actually retweeted. Yeah, that's got to be pretty nice.
That is a nice way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a woman who sells her farts, shall we?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Let's talk about a woman who sells her farts. Now... This
wind.
She says, I make 35,000 pounds a week.
Selling gas.
A week. Selling my farts to strangers and they can't get enough. She's a reality TV star. Her name is Stephanie Motto.
Sure, yeah.
And I posted a picture on my Twitter.
Oh, yeah. You showed me this picture. Mm-hmm. She's really hot.
Yep.
How is it possible that she just got to be her sister? This can't be the one that's selling farts online.
I mean, she's making 35,000 pounds a week.
This must be her neighbor who's hot, and then she's in the corner going, "I'm gonna sell my farts."
Nope.
Wow.
She built up a large social media following after she appeared on the show, 90 Day Fiancé.
I love European television. It's insane.
And she has 260,000 Instagram followers, so she farts in a bottle. And then puts a cap on it quick.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got to do it quick.
And then sells it. Puts it in the mail.
How much is a bottle of fart?
How much is a bottle of fart?
How much is that bottle of fart in the window? Smells really bad.
It costs something $1,400 like each.
Go straight to hell.
That's how she makes so much money.
No kidding. Wow.
$1,400.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
I know what I want for Christmas from you.
You want my farts?
No, hers.
Oh, hers. Oh, hers.
If you looked as good as her, yes. And you kind of do. You're on your way.
She is explaining how it works and questions that people might have on her TikTok video. Listen to this.
I said, listen to this.
Asked a lot is how long do the farts last? I made $45,000 in 1 week selling my jars of farts. And ever since my last TikTok went viral, I've been getting a lot of questions such as how long do the farts last? Did I really fart 97 times in 2 days? Who buys my farts and why?
I love the music in the background.
Dude, you're so cheerful. Nice little cheerful piano.
You expect that Martha Stewart's going to come running in and go, "Well, let me tell you another better way to bag your farts."
What did she say? Did she say 97 times in a week?
Something like that. It was not that big a deal. 97 times driving in. I mean, big deal.
Wow, you got issues.
And what are some of my tips and tricks? So the first question I get asked a lot is how long do the farts last?
Stop telling me that.
Smell is most prominent for the first 2 days, but as I like to say, one whiff makes memories that last a lifetime.
Oh, man.
Go right to hell.
That is hilarious.
Go.
What a weird planet we're on.
Right now.
It's getting weirder by the day.
People pay for a jar that comes in the mail.
Yeah, so she said within the first couple days, it's freshest and most aromatic.
She did say that, yes.
But so I'd be hard-pressed to let it go into the atmosphere. You know, I wouldn't want to open it and waste that beautiful bouquet.
So you would keep the bottle closed?
I think I might.
Well,
yeah.
Why would you pay
money? I could treasure it when I'm really old. I'm like, I'm ready to smell that fart.
Let me tell you something, grandkids.
Wonderful.
Now, why do people buy my farts?
Great question.
I honestly think it's because...
we're living in an insane time?
Mm-hmm.
I have a really good personality.
Sure.
And also because I'm hot.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
that's it right now.
Tips and tricks. Number one.
We don't need
it. Don't eat Fiber One bars. You might think it's the easy way out, but there is nothing easy about it.
Is she, like, suggesting how we can start?
Yeah, she's
giving
tips.
Dude, what do you think? I'm going to put it in a bag. I don't want to put it in a glass jar, but...
I want you to recall the picture that I showed you and ask yourself...
Yeah, but we're radio disc jockeys.
Do we look like her?
Wait, you know what I mean. Don't push yourself too hard.
Don't push yourself too hard.
Or you might be sending in something else. There may be something else going if you push it too hard.
Don't push yourself too hard.
Oh, my God.
I will marry her.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I am the slug monstrosity. And you know how, like, we just had a little bit of time off. Hopefully you got away from your usual gig for a while. But when you get back to work, you're always like, oh, man, I could have used another 400 or 500 days. Some people, like my pal Kevin, don't just talk about it. They don't just dream it. They be it. He hasn't come back yet. He's had, 14 days of vacation or something like that. And Kevin's still out there going, I'm going to take a few more. You know what I mean? So deal with it. But he will be here on Wednesday. Kevin will be back in studio on Wednesday. I'm very much looking forward to that. I am here on this ugly, clear, sunny day. Blah. I was loving the rain. Were you loving the rain? I was loving the rain. Monday, January 3rd. But on this particular day you're about to hear, I wasn't when Jimmy Kimmel called in. I wasn't here, but Stu was. So it was the Kevin and Stu show.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Do I have to fight the song?
Yeah, fight this song.
Right, okay.
Screw you, Billy.
Just joking. We had a meeting here at KLOS recently where we all had to sit in.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to be told what to do and what not to do to not get in trouble with the FCC and to not get in trouble with profanity, et cetera, et cetera.
It was good. It was a good time.
I have sat in on these meetings.
I'll bet you've been in your share of them.
Over 30 years. And yeah. Usually I am the bad example. I'm the guy they say, don't do this because
hell yeah.
That guy did this and got
now,
in trouble.
Now you're the elder statesman here.
Well,
think about that.
I guess so. But yeah. I did take a picture. Jimmy Kimmel is on the line. Jimmy?
Hey, guys.
Jimmy.
How are you?
Thank you for calling. We're good.
What happened? Did Sluggo move to England?
No, he's just taking today off. Wouldn't that be weird if he did, if everybody that I worked with moved to England?
You'd have to, you would be the common denominator. I mean, you'd have to accept that.
I really would have to say, I would have to look inward, wouldn't I?
You would.
All right, so they have a slideshow thing at the front of this meeting, and it's about profane content.
Yeah.
Now, I know Jimmy quite well.
Yes.
We worked together for, 7 years? 8 years?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, go ahead.
It felt like So, they put up a slide that says, profane content, here's what you should say, here's what you shouldn't say. And then it says, would Jimmy Kimmel say it? If not, why bother? And I thought, I know Jimmy pretty well. I don't know how to judge if Jimmy Kimmel would say it.
Well, is there anything that Jimmy Kimmel wouldn't say is really the question. Although I have to say, I love that slogan. I feel like it could be, I would like to have that on billboards.
WJKS? Would Jimmy Kimmel say it?
Would Jimmy Kimmel say it? If not, why bother? It's a great...
How did I get to be the bad example, Jimmy? And how did you somehow work your way into being the good example?
I don't know. You know what? All I can do is trace it back to, I remember being in a car with you a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a convertible. You remember that car?
Yes.
You had the roof down. You had the whole top down and the air conditioner on. And I thought, this person is a psychopath.
Listen.
This person has got the air on and we're outside.
Because that's the way to do it. If it's a little too warm.
He's worried about your gas mileage.
Right. If you're a little too warm with the top down, in Southern California, it can get too hot. Let's be honest. Hey, stop laughing. I'm trying to explain myself. You turn on the air conditioning and then everything's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I understand it now, but back then it was a mystery.
Okay. So I'm the bad example. 3 times in a row, I'm the bad example.
Yeah, you are the bad example. And you know what? I like that, and I've never been a good example before, and I'm really excited to be a good example, so don't ruin this for me.
But here's what I would say is I know you quite well, and would Jimmy Kimmel say it? I have no idea what you would say and what you would. I don't know how this is helpful. Are we supposed to check in with you every time we have an idea?
That's a great idea.
Listen, I'd be happy. You can run anything you like by me at any time, and I'll just give you a thumbs. I can just use the emojis if we need to do it in the interest of expediency. I can just give you a thumb up or down.
Do I have to text you every word I'm thinking of saying?
Yes, absolutely. If you can compose, all of your thoughts in one email each day, and I'll go through them and give you a yay or nay.
Who's better at that than me?
By the way, how long have you been doing radio? Since the 80s?
Yep.
That they're still 70s. Pulling you into these meetings and telling you what you can say, and you know what you can't
say. Yes, I do know that, yes.
Better than anybody.
Yeah, I do know better than anybody, because I was in the meeting, and they would say, does the FCC find this offensive? And I would go, yes. I knew all the answers.
You could have led the meeting.
Everyone hated me.
You should have led the meeting.
And they were asking me, Kevin, why don't you tell people what happens when you call the president of a foreign country? And I'm like, listen. And then they put up this slide, and it's freaking Jimmy Kimmel. What would he say? Come on, man.
That's a bad. They need to work on that slide. I think they could probably find someone that's a better example.
Fred Rogers,
maybe, but also it's still very much a guessing game at that point. It's like, do you think Jimmy Kimmel would say this? I don't know how to.
Jimmy, do you know what you're going to say?
Judge that.
I have no idea. I don't know what I'm going to say right now. Well, you know what I'm going to say right now?
Yeah.
I murdered.
No.
Yes.
No, sir.
I still have a few seconds to hit dump.
I can hit dump. No, sir. No. Sir. Jimmy knows how not funny that is.
First name basis with the FCC commissioner.
You know, I have to say, I'm trying to think about it right now of how many times you've seen me naked, Kevin.
Why does your mind go there?
Because I'm thinking about me being a good example, and I'm remembering the time we were playing poker at Adam Carolla's house, and I came in the window naked. That's how I entered.
He entered by the window naked. Yes, he didn't what he said.
I'm thinking about the time that we went, I was that boxing match with Michael, the maintenance man, and we went to the doctor so I could get a checkup.
Yep.
And when the doctor, I was supposed to be changing into the robe, but when the doctor pulled the curtain, I was completely naked, and I got a reaction out of you and Bean that I never imagined I would get, which was genuine,
horror.
You were genuinely offended.
Yes. Yeah, like, which makes me wonder about this advice then, because you're the worst. Also, if I remember correctly, you went to the doctor because you're penis was closing.
Well, that was a different event.
I know, but it was a different event. I'm saying that's the third event that I remember.
You know what? My penis closed for business. Just the hole, not the whole penis. And I had to have an operation, not once, but twice.
I'm vindicated.
Dr. Drew actually examined me.
Oh, it was Dr. Drew. Yes, you're right.
Oh.
You're right about that. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm saying
Dr. Drew is the only coworker who's ever had. Oh no, wait, my wife too. The only coworkers who have ever had their penis in my penis in their hand are Drew and my wife.
Can you clarify that though? Right? Not me.
You've not. No. Mouth, yes. A hand, no. Now, is that okay to say?
It's
or?
Not, actually. That's Thank not. You. No, okay. We're going to have to go, Jimmy.
We're going
to
have another meeting.
But if you another meeting, I will.
You already have.
I will drive to your house and destroy you.
The window to push dump has exploded.
If I weren't to say it, why would you even bother saying it, you know?
Dear Lord.
I don't know what that means.
All right, man, you're the best. If we had getting another meeting because of this, you will have to come with me.
Yeah, well, you know, it could be like when you get a ticket and you have to go to traffic school.
Right.
It's like a little prison sentence. Yeah, I'd be happy to have a little prison sentence with you. And you know what? I'll get naked again.
Nope.
How about that?
Nope, thank you. We got to go. Play something, Stu.
Okay, anything. Here we go. KLOS.
Oh, whoops. I'm sorry, Gene Simmons of KISS. What did you just say?
I would have continued playing if it wasn't for stupid Paul Stanley being a bitch. Paul Stanley calls me up and he's like, "Are you ready to rock? Because I'm not ready to rock. I've got COVID." And I said, "Paul Stanley, quit being such a bitch. Just inject something into your measly little saggy hairy body and we'll go out and we'll play a show." But no.
So is he feeling better now?
No, he's a mess.
He's not. Okay, he's a mess.
He looks horrible. His plastic surgery is terrible. He's not all natural like me.
No.
Referencing the COVID itself.
Yeah, just does he feel okay?
His illness,
that's all.
No, I'm sure he's fine. I don't know. I haven't really checked.
Okay.
Truth be told, if he dies tomorrow, I'll just get a new lead singer. I'll probably be happier.
Wow. That's kind of rough.
Yes, it is.
Are you going to go to that show? The Stones, SoFi?
I might.
Yeah. It's one of those. I might actually finally come out of hibernation.
You're not
hibernation.
Gonna go.
You're right. I like to talk about it.
Yes.
Maybe tease myself.
You talk about it, but you don't go. You don't go anywhere.
Nope. Never.
What's wrong with you?
It's been so easy the last year now.
Well, at least you're not this guy. Missing drunk man spent hours helping a search party look for himself. A missing man in Turkey.
Oh, Turkey.
Accidentally joined his own search party.
What are we looking for?
And looked for himself for hours before he realized that he was the target of the rescue mission.
Where is that guy? Wait, that's me.
His name is Behan Mutlu. He's 50 years old. He's from a rural region in Turkey. He was out drinking with his friends, and he wandered off into a nearby forest. So his friends sort of got worried about him, and they contacted the authorities.
Where the hell's Behan, man? We got to find that idiot. He's so stupid.
And the authorities sent out a search party.
That's nice.
Into the woods.
Right.
And at some point, Behan joined the search.
There's a bunch of people over there looking for something.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's classic.
And then somebody started shouting his name again and again.
Wait, they weren't doing that before? What were they doing? Here, boy!
They were shouting his name before. I should say then he heard someone shout his name.
Oh, okay.
And he said, Who were we looking for? I'm right here.
I'm right here, man.
It's unclear how he found himself in his own search party or how his friends didn't realize that he was right under their nose the whole time.
They were drunk too, man.
They were probably smashed as well.
You know, I would say this is something that could happen to you and I, except we're never going to join in and help out. It's just not going to happen. We're just going
to
sit
there think we would.
And stare. Come on, you know better than
I'd
that.
I'd like to think we would. We wouldn't, but I'd like to think. We would be the drunk guy.
Yeah, 100%.
That is what would happen.
Yes. All right.
Who are we looking for?
Kevin. You mean Calvin?
I can find Calvin, man. No problem. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and usually that would include Kevin, but it's just Sluggo today because Kevin apparently stuck in a tree. Fireman trying to get him down. He said something about he thought he was a cat. I don't know what the hell kind of drugs he's been enjoying the last few days, but you know how Kevin is. We'll be back on Wednesday for sure. We'll be joining us here in the studio once again come Wednesday, which will be a really big thrill. I can't wait. But what you're enjoying, quote-unquote enjoying, is the worst of Kevin and Sluggo. Older stuff, which is why Kevin now asks this question. Volbeat is who that is. Oh, my God. I'm starting to get it the wrong.
Oh, you're
getting
it
from me. What the hell is going on?
We should stop making out.
These tiny little studios are so healthy. Shotgun Blues is what that's called from Volbeat. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Have you heard Dave Grohl's Hanukkah sessions?
No, I keep hearing about it, and everyone loves it, but yeah.
It's Dave Grohl and a producer named Greg Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing 8 songs of cover songs from famous Jewish people.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So the first one he did was Sabotage.
Okay, nice.
By the Beastie Boys. Right. And then Hotline Bling.
Hotline, okay. All right.
Drake?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
And then listen and identify this.
Okay. Oh, that's a disco song.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Copacabana.
Yes.
What the hell?
This is Dave Grohl.
Oh, Barry Manilow.
Yes, Barry Manilow and Greg Kirsten doing Copacabana. Listen.
He loves the disco.
He sure does.
Oh, my God.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She was meringue.
You know what I love?
Mm.
I love that he doesn't mock them.
Right, yes.
When he did the cover of Dancing. What is
it? You Should Be Dancing.
You Should Be Dancing.
Bee Gees,
he doesn't mock them. He really tries to give it his best.
Yes.
He does Sabotage. He's singing while on the drums.
Right.
But for this one, he's like a lounge singer out front with a lounge jacket on. And
wow, there's definitely tongue-in-cheek, but it's not like bitter sarcasm.
Right, not at all.
Yeah.
He means it well.
Yeah.
But it is sort of cheesy.
Right. Yeah.
Do the cha-cha. While she tried to be a star, Tony always handed by across a crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the
So I'm listening to this, and I didn't know the lyrics before.
Oh, yeah. I do.
You do?
I do.
Do you know this song?
I know this song really well. Yeah.
Shootout?
Yes. A mob hit.
I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah. And then she's there the rest of her life sitting at the bar like, oh, my God, it's the glory days are gone.
That's the saddest. Listen to this.
Yeah.
This is the second verse where I realized it was about violence.
Oh, Barry, what are you doing, man?
I love it.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there. And when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar. And then the punches flew. And chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot. But just who shot who?
A murder mystery.
What the hell?
Right?
Who knew this song, this cheesy song, was about a murder mystery?
I gotta tell you why.
How do you know it?
That's the sad thing. There was someone in the house who loved Barry Manilow, and this was on the Double Greatest Hits album.
And
so
you heard it
as
all?
A child, I'd hear it blasting out of the other room.
I mean, I hear it in the...
I
hear it in the background, and I never pay attention to the lyrics.
Several hours every day.
I didn't know there were punches thrown and bullets shot.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And a desperate old lady sitting at the bar all alone as years go on.
That's insanity.
I love that he covered that.
Me too.
His Baker Street cover of Jerry Rafferty is brilliant as well.
So good. Go to YouTube. You can search the Hanukkah Sessions.
That's beautiful.
With Dave Grohl.
That's awesome. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin. Oh, dude, don't drink that.
It's a little cold.
Yeah.
Sligo just put a coffee cup next to me. Isn't that the international symbol for sharing?
I'm going to remember that.
That's nasty.
2 months and put something in there that you... Ooh. Hey, I'll tell you something nasty.
Yes.
One time I wasn't cleaning up my office very well, and I was leaving big cups of mocha frappuccino around, the last little bits of it.
Right.
And left one in there for maybe a week or so and took a big old drag on it one day thinking it was the fresh one.
Wow! Oh,
that a terrible
flavor. A week
flavor.
Old.
Yeah. I mean, there was some rotten
wow.
stuff in there.
You know what else is funny? When somebody's drinking coffee, just pick up their coffee mug and just lick the rim of it. And then just put it back down and walk off.
But make sure they see you.
Sligo, we're stalling.
Yes.
Sligo sees dead people.
Yes, that's true. I don't want to talk about it because it's
Let's
freaky.
Talk about sometimes you dream things that are irrelevant.
Yeah.
Sometimes you dream things that you can sort of tell are
yes.
connected to what you were thinking about or
Events,
doing that day.
Things you're filing, your brain is putting stuff away.
And sometimes you see dead people.
Yeah. Sometimes it just comes out of the blue.
Sligo?
Yeah. Well, the other night it was really weird, and I want to know what you think about this. I was just in a normal dream state when suddenly I was actually in my room. In the dream, but I didn't know it was a dream still. I thought I was actually kind of awake.
Sure.
And a hand, an arm, a disembodied arm was reaching to me from the corner. This all happened in about 3 seconds. And it was painted white.
Wait, yeah. It was disconnected from
yep,
anybody.
There was no one there. Maybe there was someone in the shadows, I was thinking.
Well, how long's the
for
arm?
For a second. Just a regular size arm.
Oh, okay.
Reaching. It was painted white. What does that mean? It was painted white.
Painted white?
Yeah, that was the weirdest part. And it was reaching toward me across my...
It wasn't just white skin.
No.
It was painted white.
Painted white.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was reaching across the, little nightstand there. And that's when I, moved back.
You jumped physically.
Stupid noise. Yeah, actually
okay.
jumped.
Okay.
Made a ridiculous noise.
Were you still asleep?
Woke up my wife. At this point, I was.
Yeah,
I didn't think I was.
So when you jumped back, you were still dreaming?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but I did, in fact, physically jump. And then I hit that hand. I actually hit. Two of my fingers touched that hand as it was reaching
toward
me.
The white hand that was reaching toward you?
Yes. Clearly, I must have hit a pillow or something. But in my dream, I hit it.
What if you hit the hand?
Exactly, because in that second when I hit it, it disappeared, and it wasn't there anymore. And I was still staring at the exact spot in the room.
Right, you woke up. That's clear. But...
Yes.
What if you hit it?
I know...
And the dude's like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, this bastard's awake.
I'm
we'll have to come
door.
Back next time. Yeah, I've had a couple of those where, like, suddenly I'm in my room and I had been in the dream.
Are they always threatening?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
Because that one was, like,
yeah.
that's coming
oh, big
to
time.
Choke you, basically.
Yes. Yeah. And I think at the last second or so, I could start to see a figure attached to the arm.
Oh, so there was a person there.
I mean, it was a grand total of 3 seconds. So I'd say the last 0.88.
Yeah, but in a dream, that feels
like
it
seemed like forever.
Forever.
Yeah, what's going on?
Wow.
And I, my wife's like, you're all right, what now?
Does this happen
Making some weird noises. I make weird noises sometimes. About once a month, I'll wake myself up doing something like that.
Based on dreams?
Yeah, stupid. You know how these stupid noises you make?
If I were your wife, I'd get a fly swatter and I'd go, you stop that.
You hear that? You should do that.
The problem is, can I interpret for
yes,
you?
Yes, please. I can't figure it out. That was a weird one.
You shouldn't be working with a honky like me. It's the white arm. It's the white arm. It's a honky arm.
No, and you're going to choke me to death one of these days.
I don't like you much today. I got to be honest. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We did a phone topic in the 5 o'clock hour, I believe yesterday or the day before. They all run together.
Sure.
About the weird things that you eat. And it was based on what billionaires eat.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sure, I remember that.
For example, Jeff Bezos ordered a breakfast dish consisting of a Mediterranean octopus.
Oh, okay.
Also ate roasted iguana.
Nope. I wish I was in barbecue. Never mind. Tijuana. Are you eating barbecued iguana? That's where I was trying to go.
And following his divorce, he opted to install an infinite soft serve ice cream.
Now.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second.
Yes, yes. So we thought we would investigate a little bit further. And on the Heineken 00 hotline, we have chef till the ultra rich, Mario Spumoni. Hello, Mario.
Hey, how you guys do? How are you doing today?
We're very good. You?
I'm so happy you're good. I'm a good too.
Good. So tell us about cooking for the ultra rich.
Oh, these guys, they make me crazy. They're so knuckleheads, these guys. Always want something special that nobody else can have for their own special thing because they're so rich, you see.
Right.
Such as?
Like a Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. He's a piece of work, this guy. You know, he lives in this Necker Island. He's got a place in Necker Island. Have you heard that he's his private island? He lives called Necker Island.
No, I don't know that one.
Yes, he insists everything he'd be locally sourced, so I got to make everything out of neck.
What sort of necks? Wow.
Any neck, a chicken neck.
Chicken neck.
That seems...
Cat neck. The natives, we take it a native
that
neck.
That seems gross.
We got.
That's very gross.
It's very not so good for me either, I got to make. You say Jeff Bezos, you talk about the breakfast octopus he
yes.
have.
Mm-hmm.
I make it that for him.
Oh, you did, okay.
I was the one making the breakfast octopus for him. Mm-hmm. He wanted everything octo. He loved octo. He had octopus. He was watching Octopussy, the Bond film, when he eats.
Sure.
He eat in an octagon. He wash it down with a glass of milk from Octomom.
Believe it or not. Delicious. Nice.
Yes. She has so much milk because she has like 42 children. Bill Gates, all the drink Diet Coke. All the time Diet Coke.
Right.
So much Diet Coke. For breakfast, he have Cocoa Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
He likes Diet Coke. He likes Coke. He likes Cocoa Puffs. Anything Coke. He's mm-hmm. all about the Coke.
Sure.
He Coke up in the nose.
Yeah.
He has a Coke in his mouth all the time. Every time I see him put something Coke in his mouth. So much of Coke with this guy. Me, Elon Musk only eats space foods.
Only space foods?
Food with a space. Elon Musk, he have a breakfast. He have a Mars bar of breakfast.
Ah, that makes sense.
Okay.
And I said, that's not good for you to eat a Mars bar.
No, so
I
no.
I make him a salad from a Venus fly traps with flies in it for a protein, you know.
That sounds really gross.
Jeff Zuckerberg only eat meat he kill himself.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That somehow doesn't
he
surprise me.
He only eat the meat that he kill himself.
Huh.
It's so hard to get him things to kill all the time. I got to make everything available for him to murder.
So you have to get all the ingredients in their original form and set them up?
Yeah, I got
to
make a live thing for him to kill to eat. It's so hard. He had breakfast once, a receptionist, and like a lawyer for lunch, manicurist for dinner. Oh, I'm so tired of my
dog. That's awful. Thank you. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, Don't Back Down in the KLOS Free Ride, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Hey, did you see that Billy Idol's going to be hanging out? Speaking of new music, he's going to play one of his new songs from the EP.
Thursday.
Yeah.
I did see that.
He's going to be hanging out with Heidi and Frank, and then, if that's not enough for you, right about 10:30, he's going to be hanging out as well with Marcy.
And so. Then with us, which I think is really cool.
He's like, it's I really ain't nice those of them. Losers. I'm out of here before they get here. But Billy Idol here at KLOS on Thursday. That's
very
awesome.
Cool. I'm looking forward to his new album. I like that new song.
Yep. Great stuff.
Tourists are now smoking toad venom in Mexico's hipster town Tulum.
Toad venom.
Mm-hmm.
Toad venom.
Smoking it.
To get high, I assume?
Of course.
I assume?
Of course. You know that's why.
Does it work?
The smoking of a powerful hallucinogenic toad venom, in short, it's a practice known as speed toading.
I spat at you because that was so crazy.
It exploded in the Caribbean tourist hub of Tulum, where it can now be sought after as a new age healing tube.
So are these the same toads that people used to lick to get the high?
I believe so.
Yeah, so it's that same
It's
whatever.
Called Bufo alvarius.
Damn straight it is.
It contains the fast-acting psychedelic 5-MeO-DMT, regarded by many as the world's most powerful psychoactive substance.
Wow.
It's known as short as Bufo.
It's Bofo, yeah.
Maybe it is. Yeah,
Bofo Bufo, man. I got some Bofo Bufo, man.
Emerging research suggests that it reliably brings about mystical experiences. And helps with depression and relieves anxiety.
And it's not illegal down there yet?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
But a significant minority of users report serious mental health difficulties. Okay.
I mean, of course. That's true with any, you know.
They also name this the, quote, God molecule. That seems bad to me.
Yeah. Wasn't that in another movie?
I don't want to smoke the God molecule. I was falling into nothing, one person said. I was doing flips. My arms and legs were going in different directions, dancing crazily.
And what were you actually doing? You know, a friend of
mine... Probably just laying there.
Yeah, was like really tripping. And, you know, he said he was in a waterfall and he was like in the middle of nowhere. It turns out he had actually fallen through the ceiling tiles of his business where he was spending the night that night.
That's
crashed
fantastic.
Crashed onto the, like, the sink and the, had broken it. So water was flying everywhere.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, that's where if you're in virtual reality, you're still somewhere.
This guy says, I was laughing hysterically because I was so happy. All white floating above my physical body. It was literally the best feeling ever.
Wow. Thank you, Toad.
So, wow. What is it? Speed toting?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Speed toting is the name of it.
Speed toting.
So we're going to ask you what you did to get high. But it can't be weed. And
yeah.
It can't be heroin.
It has to be something weird.
Can't be anything normal.
Yeah.
You tried sniffing glue, whatever you tried.
I tried 818-955-KLOS. I tried smoking catnip one time when I'd run out of weed. And I'm like, well, it gets my cat
because the cat
super
seems
high.
To be super
yeah.
high. Sure.
And we're alike in a lot of weird ways.
Are you?
You know what's so stupid, though?
Wait, did it work?
Didn't do anything.
But, did you set it on? Were you able to set it on fire?
Oh, what? Yeah. Yeah, it
you
burned
did.
Up. Yeah, it burned up and it was fairly easy to smoke. Rather, like, I just put it in my pipe, my usual pipe, and I smoked it up. It was so stupid in my mind, I didn't occur to me that, you know, if that were the case, they wouldn't be selling it everywhere.
Yeah, that's
somebody
true.
Would have figured it out already.
Somebody before you?
Yeah.
I think that's probably true.
You go into the pet store and get something you can get wasted on.
So maybe when you were younger and dumber?
Yeah. Well, a couple
or
weeks ago.
Or maybe now? Whatever. Whatever it was. What did you try to get high that wasn't a normal way to get high?
And did it work? Did it do anything?
855-KLOS. We're looking for something new. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about the smoking of a powerful hallucinogenic toad venom, which is known as speed toading.
I think it's the same toads that they used to lick. But
I believe so.
Now they're smoking the venom.
Quickly.
Woof.
So we're Woofka. Asking for different ways you tried to get high. KLOS, hello.
There.
Hello, what?
Hi, Dad.
Down, boy.
Yeah, you're going to go with your dad. So get your helmet and your bat.
Hey, helmet Dad, can you talk?
Are you teaching someone to play baseball while talking about getting high?
Get that. Step and throw. Step and throw hard.
Okay.
I'm starting to think someone butt dialed this.
Hey, same. Good kid. Get your helmet and your bat.
Helmet and your back.
Sebastian.
Swing,
live already?
What?
Huh? We're going to go back. Fine.
No, he really doesn't hear us.
Here for a little longer.
He's butt dialing.
Yeah, I love it.
I do
right,
too.
Sebastian.
Yeah, your team sucks. You kids are the worst kids I've ever seen. Play.
Give up. Stop playing baseball.
Let's come back to him after a little while. Hi, KLOS. What have you done to try and get high?
Kevin and me.
Hey. No. Close enough.
That was not me, I would like to point out.
We did extensive research into alternate psychedelics, and it turns out that there's a plant that grows wild in Mexico and South America that they use as a replacement for psilocybin mushrooms when the mushrooms aren't in season.
Is it the Makra plant? Is that what it's called or something like that?
It's a very long Indian name.
Okay.
Hip and Zip Zin Zilly or something, 26 letters.
Right.
But there is a locally available gardening floral plant that's everywhere called Celo.
Okay.
Celo is also in the mint family, directly related to this Mexican wild replacement that the shamans use. And we actually went out to the LA County Fair one time to abscond with a big bag of their leaves and made tea out of it. And like three or four of us were ripped for 2 days.
Whoa. For two full days.
Wow.
Absolutely. Like a mushroom trip.
Was it great?
Psychedelic. Yeah. It actually tapered off and you went to bed and you got up the next morning, drink two big glasses of water and it came back on.
Wow.
Well, sometimes you hear people that, you know, they have a 24-hour high and they get tired. They don't want it to keep lasting.
Right.
They want it to go away.
Right.
But this one gives you a break, lets you sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And then comes back in the morning.
Yeah, wow.
But it was a very clean, mellow, psychedelic high, complete with all the different colors and patterns, and laughing hysterically at the stupidest
Love it. Love it.
That's awesome.
That's
Thank you
job.
For calling, man.
Thank
hey,
you.
Let's go back and check on the
get
gate.
That, get that.
Get back.
Get back.
Sebastian.
Slide into home.
Step and throw.
Step and throw.
Good point.
This is the longest butt dial ever.
Yeah. Let's put him on hold and come back to him.
All right.
Hi, KLOS. Did you find something that would get you wasted?
Oh, salvia. Purple salvia is the most powerful psychedelic in the world, and I've had every single one of them.
Have you tried speed toting?
I have not.
Go back and tell it. Go do it and then call yeah. us back.
Hey, let us know how it goes.
My phone is melting.
All right, one more time with the
Step and throw, Matt.
There you go.
Matt's not
there
listening.
There you go, Matt. No, he did. He did really good.
Oh, he said, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
Matt, let's get high.
Bro, kid, that was nice.
Matt, that was nice.
Oh, Matt, get that.
Matt, the baseball is melting.
818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, you got muscle, kid.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about somebody who was speed toting, is what they called it.
Yeah.
T-O-A-D.
And unlike my catnip, which I tried smoking one time, didn't do anything for me at all. Just irritated my cat that he didn't have the catnip he wanted.
Right,
hey, Matt,
you were smoking it.
He bogarted my catnip. Wow.
So we're talking about different ways that you tried to get high. You have one?
Hey, can you play golf?
No, I cannot play
golf.
There
you go. Hey, run to a caliber. That's yours.
Same guy.
Throw to first.
He dialed again.
You are really high, aren't you?
He sounds like a good
dad,
though, because he's very encouraging.
Yeah, but stop calling us, you bastard. Hello, KLOS. What'd you do to get high?
Hey, I discovered a very special way of getting high.
And what would that be, pray tell?
I just put my ball in your mouth.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was just listening to you guys, and I figured I'd request a song for the topic, which is Jimi Hendrix, Are You Extreme?
Ah, nice. Hey, I was trying to think of a song to wrap this up with. That's a very good idea.
Nicely done.
Thanks, man. We will do it.
Thank you. Thanks. KLOS, hello. All right, what have you tried?
Well, my buddy has I don't even know what that tree is, but it has this yellow bells on top, and if you boil down to some tea.
Right.
Yeah, you'll go to La La Land.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's the kind of stuff that gets people killed.
I want to go to La La Land.
Right there. Yeah. Well, that's true. Hi, KLOS. Yeah. What are you trying to get wasted, sir? Or madam? Or both?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Pretty good. I listen to you guys all the time. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I think it's called Morning Glory or Hell's Bells. I don't know if it's I know it's in Southern California, but it's like the little yellow flowers that hang downward.
Right.
Well, I think that's what that guy was just talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But there's also nutmeg. I didn't know if that's what that guy was talking about.
Oh, nutmeg. Really? I have heard that. And how does that work?
Apparently, nutmeg, if you have like a big old spoonful of it, it can get you pretty buzzed. And you can overdose on nutmeg if you have too much of it.
Wow.
That is not the way to go.
No, man.
What happened to him? He OD'd on nutmeg.
Lame. Why didn't he get some weed? Thanks for calling, man. One more check-in with the baseball game. Hello?
Everybody's standing in their spots. That's awesome. All right, who's next?
All right, that is my favorite butt dial ever.
And it's been going on for an hour.
Yeah, he has no idea. All right, as soon as these exciting commercial messages are over, you're going to hear your Jimi Hendrix. And thanks for all the ways to get high.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And I don't know if you saw this, but Billie Eilish was on Sesame Street.
I heard something about this. I didn't actually watch it. I haven't watched that show in, 55 years.
I catch
like
it every day.
Do you? All good. That's good.
Don't really.
What's been going on?
So she sat down and she sang.
Uh-huh.
About the number two.
Oh.
Nope.
I didn't know they were teaching that sort of stuff on the show now.
Nope.
That's nice.
With the count.
I love the count.
The actual number two. Listen up.
When I'm counting with you, I'm happier than ever.
Number sounds so much better.
When I'm counting with you, I'm happier than ever.
It's very down tempo.
That's Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Hold on, they explain the number two here.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Never understood that number, so.
The number two.
Oh, only Oscar the Grouch is greater than the count. Count. Yeah.
Well, the count may want to argue with you because on the Heineken 00 hotline, we have the count.
Whoa. Are you serious? The count from Sesame Street? Sweet.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello, sir. You're my favorite bat.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Although he did say he likes Oscar the Grouch a little better.
No, no, you misheard.
What?
No,
that's
no,
what he
no,
said.
No, that's no, what said. No, 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 no.
I am number one.
But you were singing about number two. I love that you were singing about number two.
Yes, with Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, she is so very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bite her?
Especially the part of her body that makes number two.
I'm not sure what
I'm talking
means.
About her hiney.
Right, you got it. We got that, yes.
Her butt.
I can't imagine
she's
that
you... got a sweet ass.
Right. I can't imagine...
Uncensored count.
I can't imagine that you had a chance to see it, however, uncovered.
I did. Oh. I did have a chance because... We are small. The Muppets are low to the ground.
Right.
So when she turned around, boom, right in my face.
That must have been a great day for you.
It was a great day for the count. Speaking of the Grouch Oscar, we were talking about Billy, and we would love to have a three-way with her.
That's a new way to teach that number. That's true.
Three, yes. With a little foreplay. Foreplay.
This is a different Sesame Street, I'll tell you that.
Boy, I'll tell you, I'll go back to watching
it. You didn't
it.
Expect to hear about my sixth life, did you?
Sixth life. Oh, my God.
I didn't expect to hear any of this.
All right, that last one was a stretch.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. GimmeTheVin.com and John Clay Wolf Show are
yay, that happens every up. Saturday morning at 8 o'clock here. 3 hours of weirdness.
Correct. 8 to 11 here on KLOS. They present Cars That Care, Keys to a Better Life. Do you know someone here in Southern California who desperately needs and deserves a reliable car?
This is a place where you'll need one.
If so, sure. We want to hear their story. Go to KLOS.com and nominate them today.
Yeah. Hook someone up. Help them out. Tis the season and all that
correct.
Stuff.
All that stuff.
All that noise.
Yesterday, we took calls on the worst Christmas gifts that you've ever gotten, and there were bad ones.
Yeah, there really were.
Just people, like one girl I remember called and said that, or a guy called and said his girlfriend gave him an engagement ring to give her.
Right, at Christmas. Yes, exactly. Yes. And how to go about the proposal.
Here's what you need to do. Here's how you need to do it. And he broke up with her very soon after.
Quite wisely.
There was also a great grandma who gave a 9-year-old a used jock strap from Goodwill.
Now, I don't see any problem with that. I don't see what the problem is there.
That doesn't seem great.
That seems pretty normal. And then there was, what was the one that called in? She said that her grandma had made her, made the family a bunch of sweaters, nice little sweaters for Christmas, and hers had a piggy on it because she was a little tubby.
She's a little heavier,
and that's messed up, Grandma.
That really is.
Oh, ha, ha.
So we're going to change it this time.
Yeah.
This time we want the worst Christmas gift you've ever given. You gave the bad Christmas gift. We're asking you to tell on yourself.
Yeah.
855-KLOS.
It'd be interesting if it were like you thought it was going to be good, but it turned out absolute crap.
I assume most people who give bad gifts mean it well.
Yeah.
I would assume, right. Unless you hate the person.
Do you have one off the top of your head you can think of?
I don't, but you do.
Yeah. I gave my mom a spatula. I bought a spatula.
For Christmas.
Yeah, I went into like Hickory Farms because I assume you like that store. And I'm like, I have 99 cents and I'm 9 years old. What do you got in here?
Years old.
Here's a spatula. I'm like, okay.
And you thought what? Mom likes spatulas?
Yeah, and my dad was laughing, as I recall, and he's like, yeah, get that for her. She'll love it.
Oh, he was with you, he started encouraging me, you. Yes. That's pretty great.
They had quite the Afraid of Virginia Woolf sort of relationship.
That's pretty great. Yes.
Hey, Martha, kid got you something.
She'll love it.
Yeah, he spent his whole 99 cents on it. Didn't buy one of his records.
The worst Christmas gift you've ever given.
Yeah.
Maybe you meant it well, maybe you didn't. 818-955-KLOS.
There's a couple in a row from Dirty Honey on a 2 for Tuesday.
Yesterday, we took calls on the strangest gifts you ever got for Christmas. Today we're taking calls on the worst Christmas gift you ever gave. You have one?
I'm going to give it. It's actually, it's going in as a stocking stuffer. It's the big D berry stickers.
What?
He's a large black man that's well endowed.
Right.
And so it goes on top of the light switch, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who are you giving it to?
I'm giving it to my girlfriend.
No, I think that's a great gift.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
We're going to rule in your favor.
Yeah.
And with a coffee cup. It's BDB stickers, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
stuff.
Your girlfriend's in for a great Christmas.
That's what I think, right?
Yes. Right. Thank on, you. Man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, the worst Christmas gift you've ever given.
It was a unicorn tail butt plug.
A unicorn tail butt plug.
So, like, it was as though I'm, well, usually a unicorn, the standard feature is out front on the horn on the head, but this is the flip side, eh?
Yeah, and it was a white elephant gift, and my friend invited me to a party because I'm new in town and I didn't really know anybody. And so once the gift got to the person, it ended up being one of the only two kids that were there.
Oh, no!
How old?
I think he was like 7 or 8. he starts opening the gift, and there's a parent standing right next to him, and the parent realizes what it is real quick, snatches it out of his hand, and throws it across the room.
That is fantastic.
And I'm sitting here like, oh, great. Like, I'm the new guy.
Welcome to town, buddy. That's awesome.
That's so brilliant. Funny. Imagine being the 7-year-old opening your gift,
and
your mom grabs it and throws it across the room.
My mom used to do that to all my presents.
That's fantastic.
Oh, look, a new fire engine. Oh, thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. Worst Christmas gift you ever gave. We are taking your calls about the worst Christmas present you ever gave.
Yes, we are. Yesterday was the one you received. Today,
right.
You gave the bad gift.
About 3 years ago, I gave 3 of my brothers that still live at home with mom in their 30s a 3-pack of tampons from Costco to get the hell out of the bunch of
only a brother could get away with that.
That's fantastic.
You have to do that sort of thing.
My sister gave him pads.
Nice. That is hilarious. How did it go over?
Oh, I didn't care.
That is the correct attitude, sir.
Agreed.
Well done. That's a good gift. That's not a bad gift.
Yes,
that's
agreed.
KLOS, hello.
The worst gift you ever gave for Christmas.
I gave him a b***ing milk.
That wasn't a bad... He hung up Christmas present. That was a wonderful. I was so happy that day.
I'm glad that you loved it.
Oh, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, are you guys still doing the crappy presents?
Yep. Yes, the worst gift you ever gave.
Okay, so kind of like the other guy, we had a white elephant situation.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer's has these artificial boots. It's like a shape of a ball. It has a nipple on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was freaking hilarious because it was just a big old size of a, like a head, size of a head.
Right.
And the girl was just completely upset. You know, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. She switches it out for this other white elephant gift that I gave away. It was also a USB port that was the shape of a cactus. She was just sitting there just with both in her hands. She's like, I don't know which one's worse. And she's just completely just miserable. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
That is awesome.
I got to say, I approve. All of these are great gifts. Especially for White Elephant. White Elephant.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring something goofy.
You're just asking for
of course.
Tomfoolery and horseplay and jocularity.
Sure.
Another 90s. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Well, it was Christmas time, and my friend was getting married. It was a shotgun wedding because his fiancée was pregnant. And so I thought it'd be smart to give him a surprise gift. My friend had just had a baby, so I gave him a wrapped up package with a baby diaper with poopy in it. And it was a Christmas party. Everybody was drinking. He was ripping through the presents, and he got to mine, and he started ripping the wrapping open, gets to that, and it just gets all over him.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic.
Well done, sir. That is the spirit of Christmas.
I'm sorry, but all of these are great.
Yeah. And how did he react? Was he, did he laugh or was he really, really pissed? Say pissed.
He was pissed. It wasn't a good thing to do.
Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Worst Christmas present you ever gave. Cough it up.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about the worst Christmas gifts you've ever given. KLOS, hello.
Dave.
Hello?
Tree car fresheners. Hello?
Hi. Who are you talking to?
Yeah. Who are you telling?
Hi. Sorry about that. I was talking to my son.
Okay.
I actually gave a boyfriend that I was dating for a few months car fresheners for his car.
Car fresheners. Did his car smell like ass?
No. I just didn't know what to get him, and I just got him car fresheners.
That's a terrible gift.
Was he impressed by your generosity and thoughtfulness?
I don't know, but I know his parents were.
They were?
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Huh.
His parents are whores.
Yeah, I was. It was bad.
Not you. No. I said his parents were whores. Sorry. Thank you for calling.
What's going on around here?
I don't know.
Thanks for calling. In front of her child, no less.
Right? KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Worst Christmas gift you ever gave?
My roommate doesn't contribute, so we gave him paper towels and dish soap for his Christmas gift.
Ha. Good.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that'll teach him. Did he learn a valuable lesson? Is he a better person today?
We're actually going to be doing it this year.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What's his name?
I'd rather not say it.
Come on! What's I want to scream it out and go, hey!
What's his phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
what's his
Cody.
Bank PIN? Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling about the worst present I ever gave.
Yep. Yeah.
My parents had just split up. I'm about 10 or 11 years old. Mom's upset. I'm living with my mom because my dad hasn't been paying child support. He's been writing bad checks. Go to get my dad a Christmas present. Granted, his birthday's the day after Christmas, so it's kind of a double gift. Go to a joke store and pick out a rubber check. And that's what I gave my dad for Christmas.
I gotta say, I sort of love that.
That is not a bad gift. That's very funny.
I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's good.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking back on it, we laugh. At the time I told my dad, my mom thought it was the perfect gift for you.
Listen, it was.
It was. You're, yeah.
The guy's not paying child Definitely. Support. That's yeah. the right gift.
Well done, sir. Well played.
All right, guys.
All you deadbeat dads out there, that's what's coming your way this year.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know why there's so many different kinds of nasty candy ideas this time of year. Nasty.
I mean, maybe it's to challenge people. You know, you challenge your friends to, here, eat this thing with a scorpion in it.
I mean, we had a Reese's peanut butter cup that was stuffed with potato chips.
I hate that. That's an abomination.
That's what I'm saying.
That's gross.
Right.
There's so many wonderful, sweet, horrible things you could put in that chocolate.
Correct.
What are you doing?
Have you ever heard of Archie McPhee's?
Nope.
Me either.
What is it?
It's a novelty candy cane company.
Candy cane.
Yes.
How do you feel? Where do you stand on the candy cane issue?
I like candy cane to taste like candy canes.
Do? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Listen, you don't like them at all?
No.
Well, maybe you would like some of these.
Yeah.
Here are some of the ones that they've come up in the past.
Uh-huh.
Mac and cheese. Interested?
Come on. No.
I mean, I would try each one with like
yes.
one lick,
sure.
maybe.
Like if you're at the
toss it.
Chocolate Factory, what's his face, Willy Wonka.
Sure.
You know, I'll try all
sure,
of it.
Yeah.
What the hell? But yeah, toss it immediately.
Okay,
after
so there's,
lick.
There's mac and cheese. Then there's shiitake
mushrooms. No.
Clam.
I hate mushrooms. Oh, come on.
A clam.
You know, it'd be funny to give them out at Christmas, though. Give them to grandma.
A clam.
This tastes like clam.
Oh, that just sounds so bad.
This is horrible.
Pickle candy canes?
Oh, I know someone who would like that. Big
really?
Time. Yeah.
Coal candy canes. And I think that's for kids that are misbehaving.
Yeah. Krampus hands those out. I
they
think.
Also have pizza candy canes.
Well, you're getting closer. But
no,
I mean, it's supposed
no.
to be sweet.
No, because I love pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Does pizza not exist?
I can get my pizza fixed
sour
with my pizza.
Sour cream and onion.
Why the savory stuff?
Ketchup by itself.
Oh, drop dead. I hate ketchup. Anyway.
A candy cane that tastes like ketchup?
Blech.
Kale and sardine candy canes.
Did you say tail?
No, I said kale.
Oh, I think you said tail. No, no kale in it. It's bad enough
right.
there's kale everywhere.
Yes, agreed.
No.
And no sardine candy canes.
No.
We don't need that.
Although, again, funny to hand out.
Yes, agreed. Because the kids will come back and burn your house down.
Do they look like candy canes?
They have a new one this holiday season. Yeah. Yes, they look
exactly.
They just
look like, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Oh, man, that's mean.
They have
funny.
A new one, and it is a hot dog candy cane. This is something that we don't even want to know how a hot dog is made. And you're gonna mix that grossness, which I love hot dogs, but again,
yes,
what is it?
Right.
No one really knows.
Have you ever seen it being made, hot dogs?
No, of course not.
And you know, exactly.
No.
Do you think if you really...
I feel like they put like horse hooves and hair
they
from...
They put
guts.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I'm trying to think of the word you can use. Exit apertures from certain animals.
Is that
apparently,
right?
I don't know. It's all the extras. I don't know if it's how true that is.
So how do you make a hot dog candy cane?
That process is probably even worse.
This is the headline that was written by you or me. Mm-hmm. Hot dog candy canes are here to ruin the holiday season. So I think we're a hard no.
Yeah, we're some sweet one. Do some weird flavor. Do some weed flavors. I suppose those exist, actually.
I don't. I would assume they do. Yeah.
I don't usually do edibles. Yeah, I don't do edibles. I smoke it all, so I don't know. Not really.
I do edibles. I mean, I would try.
Yeah. You know what? So next time I go to my dispensary, I suppose we should talk about this off the air.
Should I have a candy cane?
Yeah. You want me to get you some?
Yeah.
All right. Will do. It was sophomore year on this day in rock in 1987 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The second class was announced. Aretha Franklin was announced on that particular list. Marvin Gaye made the list. Bill Haley, Nick Nelson, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Smokey Robinson, U